That meandering kitten. I had my first solo hiking adventures when I was really little. There's nothing to it. You need a bottle of sweet cherry juice, a couple of cold pierogies, some almond joy candy from America, and maybe some Christmas tree candy canes, if you know where they keep them. And cutlery, of course. You will need a range of knives, but no more than 15. You need folding knives, hunter knives, butterfly knives, a curiously non-stabby switchblade as it folds when you try to stick yourself, and some weird knives. A couple of broken ones will also go far. You will need binoculars and a looking glass, as you always need a closer look. And of course, you need to bring your camera. But if you are going to use an analog one, you have to remember to develop the film. And be quick about it. I just remembered right now, and it has been like 30 years. So all my blurry bunny and deer shots are probably lost. While I don't know if we had ticks, probably not, but maybe. You also want to make sure that the bottom of your pant leg is closed. I used an old shoelace, and frankly, it looked pretty awesome. And then you walk, and you keep taking turns away from civilization. Some hours later, you will no doubt find a beautiful clearing or some fancy hill if you are lucky, as then you'll be able to see how far you walked. I had a hill. Well, it seemed like a mountain to me, but it wasn't a very tall hill. Maybe it was more like a bump. But listen to this. The entire walk to and fro my hill was 9,000 feet, and Mount Everest is some 29,000 feet, though I must admit I did not have to climb at all. I just walked forward. It is still a lot for a little boy. Especially weighted down with all those knives and that incredibly heavy glass bottle of juice. I continued walking as I grew older. I discovered World War II bunkers by a bridge, and that there was a gnarly shortcut to a local swimming spot. But that's probably the worst shortcut in the history of shortcuts. Then I had interesting adventures exploring New York when I came to America. Nothing too fancy, but let me just say, Lady Liberty and I are no strangers. Once I got to Michigan, I discovered a strange little road by a highway that later turned out to be the supremely fancy and posh I-275 bicycle trail. But before I got into bicycling, I discovered Nordhaus Dunes by the Ludington State Park. I'll never forget laying on the ground in a cheap, oversized, six-person tent in the middle of a massive thunderstorm, wondering if the tent poles conduct electricity and why make a tent like this.